Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about it just being you and me right now. I want to talk about branding. You know, for years on the show, I talked about branding with several professionals, several branding experts. And we made a big deal about branding. And many books were written about branding, and we talked about small business branding. And I, 15 years ago, I was saying to small business owners, you probably think that a brand is like Coca-Cola, or Ford, or somebody like that. You know, one of the big brand names, right? But for a long time, small businesses didn't understand that they had a brand themselves. And all companies, all professionals, everyone in the marketplace has a brand. The question is not whether you have a brand or not. The question is, who's defining your brand? The question is you have a brand. That's not disputed now. If you're a small business owner, your company has a brand, and you personally have a brand. And, of course, you sell products and services that have their own brand. So you've got brands all around you. The question is not whether you have them. The question is who is defining them. And what you want is you want to be able to define those yourself. You get to decide what your business's brand is. How it's defined. You get to do that. You get to decide what products you're going to sell, right? Of course you do. And you pick the ones that you feel like is the right brand for your business and for your customers, right? You get to choose those things. Your personal brand, you decide that by your behavior, by the way you perform. You make that decision and you present that to the marketplace. Your employees, the people who represent you to customers, they have brands too. And you make a decision about that brand, those brands, by the people you hire and the way you train them and the way you explain to them what your expectations are for them. Those are the ways that you influence how your brand is defined. But you can only do that if you accept the fact, if you understand and believe that you are in possession of all those brands. Now, that's the brand part. And you have to recognize that you have all these different brands and that you're the one who's going to decide that. The other side of the coin is when you don't accept that you have that. You're either in denial or you're just missing in action in terms of having a brand, a personal brand, a corporate brand, employee brands, etc. You're just completely in denial about that, or just you choose to be unaware of it. And so what happens? Do you think that means that since you aren't recognizing your brand that you don't have a brand? No. You still have brands. It's just that someone else is defining that brand. And what if it's your competitor? Your competitor knows you have a brand, and they're observing you not defining your own brand, not being forceful and vocal and adamant about what you your company stands for, and they see you leaving that vacuum, and they step in with their own interpretation of your brand, and they take that interpretation to market. How do you like that? Probably not. Doesn't make you very comfortable, does it? So the question is not whether you have a brand. The question is whether you are, who's defining that brand? Who's defining it to the marketplace? And so think about those things, folks. You have the opportunity. You have the option of either deciding that you're going to define your brand, or you're going to leave it to others to do that. Could be a competitor, could be a prospect, could be a grumpy, unhappy customer. But somebody's going to define your brand. Don't let that happen. Make sure it's you. When we come back, I want to talk about some other elements of branding in the age of the customer. 20Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.